We're going to break away from this just for a couple of minutes. I want to cross over to LBC's US correspondent, Simon Marks, who can bring us up to date on a developing story concerning a man who tried to grab a gun at a Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas at the weekend. Simon, good morning.
Good morning to you, Darren. A lot more information now coming out about this incident on Saturday night on the Las Vegas Strip. It all took place at a Donald Trump rally, and a 19-year-old man identified as Michael Stephen Sanford. He is a British citizen, has been arrested and charged by police in Nevada with committing an act of violence in a restricted area. They say that he lunged for a Secret Service officer's gun, tried to remove it from the holster, and when he was questioned by the Secret Service about precisely what he was doing, said that it was his intention to use the weapon to shoot and kill Donald Trump. In court documents, he is quoted as having told police that he had visited a Las Vegas gun range just 24 hours before the rally to learn how to fire a weapon. He told police that he had never previously had any firearms experience before, but he claims that he'd spent a year trying to find the right moments to try and strike at Donald Trump. We understand that he moved to the United States from the UK about 18 months ago, but it was revealed in court this afternoon that his visa to live here in the United States has expired, and he's been living, in other words, illegally here on an expired visa. The legal case against him is now going to proceed. It's not yet clear whether he has an attorney or whether a court-appointed lawyer will be provided to assist him. It's also said that he made it clear to police that he was very dedicated to the idea of trying to kill Donald Trump and indicated in interviews that had he failed in Las Vegas, he had plans to move on to Donald Trump's next venue in Phoenix, Arizona, and he was going to have a try there. So this young man, originally from the UK, arrested in Las Vegas, and now facing an enormous degree of legal difficulty in Nevada.
Well, I think everyone can probably agree that regardless of anyone's view or position on any particular politician, not least in the light of what happened in this country last Thursday, any violent intervention such as this into the democratic process is absolutely to be condemned. And I'm certain that that will be... Is that the view across the political divide, as far as you can tell, in America, Simon?
I think it is. I mean, to be honest, Darren, it's fairly early in the development of this story. We only learnt the details of this about, 3 hours ago now, even though the arrest took place on Saturday. And indeed, we'd all seen pictures of this man being taken away from the Donald Trump campaign rally, but we didn't know why he was taken away. And you often see people being led away from Donald Trump rallies, particularly protesters, because the Trump campaign often moves to have them ejected from the venue. So it wasn't clear whether he was a political protester or something else was taking place. And then when those court documents were published, as they are legally required to be, just a few hours ago, it became apparent the extent of what had taken place in Las Vegas on Saturday, but I am sure that across the board people will roundly condemn this,
yes,
especially in a country with such a history of political assassinations.
Let's leave that aspect of this aside, and very quickly, Simon, if we can, we'll just touch on a couple of other elements of the Donald Trump story at this point. He, of course, today or yesterday now, fired his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, who had, to what extent do you think he was helpful or responsible in Donald Trump's rise during the primaries? He's no longer running the team.
Well, he's considered the architect of Donald Trump's primary victories. I mean, at the end of the day, Donald Trump himself may have been the ultimate architect, but it was Corey Lewandowski who has consistently argued that you've got to let Donald be Donald. Don't try and package him up as an orthodox politician. Let him get out there and do his thing. And, of course, he did that to great effect during the primary campaign. The problem is he's still doing it now in the next phase of this election, and we are seeing, and the Republicans are seeing, his popularity sinking like a stone. He's now 6 or 7 percentage points behind Hillary Clinton in the national matchups, and there is panic, deep panic now, at Republican Party headquarters about whether Donald Trump can get his act together, or whether there should be an attempt, a last-ditch 11th-hour attempt, to stop him from becoming the candidate.
Well, that is the next and absolutely fascinating phase of this story, one to which I'm certain we will be returning. Simon Marks in the USA, thank you very much for that, bringing us up to date on the news that a Briton, according to court papers, who tried to grab a gun at the Donald Trump rally in Vegas at the weekend, said he wanted to shoot the Republican candidate. Simon, thank you for that.